The 5th Annual Educator Cultural Camp brought 20 teachers and administrators together for 5 days of boating, berry picking, and fishing. Educators from Nome, Gamble, and White Mountain came to get firsthand experience in subsistence and to understand the lives of their students and people around the Bering Strait region.
I was very naive when I first got here about what camp was. When we say back home, you know, you go to camp, it's usually like a summer camp, and, you know, I didn't realize they were going like camping in a way, like hunting and things like that. I didn't have the right idea in my head.
Suzanne Bell is originally from Tennessee and going into her second year as an elementary teacher in Gamble. While none of the educators at camp this summer are entirely new to Alaska, most are not native, and they say they're interested in making their curriculum culturally relevant to their students. To give teachers an idea of how students spend their time at camp, Tom Gray took the group seining for silver salmon.
Somebody help him with the boat over there. Oh, that's far enough with the rope.
And later, he taught them to cut their catch with ulus.
We're going to fillet the fish, hang them up, and let them drip dry. We'll come back out, clean the maggots off them, and package them up.
After days of hands-on activity, the educators spent their evenings discussing why culturally responsive education is important and how they can include it in their classrooms. Barb Amarok is a retired teacher from Nome Public Schools and a current member of the school board. She led the evening classes and opened one night's roundtable by discussing the dangers of distancing Native students from their cultures at school. The group talked about the trauma Native students faced in the late 19th and early 20th centuries when mandatory boarding schools separated students from their communities.
They were kept from their home community for years at a time, so they didn't learn their subsistence skills, they didn't learn their language, they didn't learn...
They were stripped of their language.
Yeah.
They were stripped of their culture.
The teachers talked about avoiding cultural disconnect in today's classrooms and integrating Native students' experiences into academic lessons. Amarok emphasized that
life isn't compartmentalized. Education shouldn't be. There can be Bering Strait region knowledge and skills incorporated in classroom lessons.
One idea was incorporating Inupiat values into JROTC instruction. Another was sewing cuss-bucks in art class. Yet another, from Nome teacher Liz Koronek-Johnson, was to
have kids documenting their culture, doing things like digital storytelling, interviewing elders. They can start drawing on those skills because we know they have them. They are Alaska Natives and they are digital Natives. There's value in all of it.
Bell says the value of Educator Cultural Camp lies in giving teachers more context about their students' lives. One camp won't make all lessons culturally relevant, but Bell says it helps teachers learn how to integrate culture more often in their own classrooms.
I'm the outsider in a new culture, and I feel that it's my responsibility to learn that culture. I'm not assimilating them to me and my culture. I'm there to learn their culture and to be a part as much as I can.
Teachers will have the chance to apply their new cultural knowledge when the school year starts later this month. August 19th for the Bering Strait School District and August 24th for Nome Public Schools. Reporting from Fish Camp on the Nyuklluk River, I'm Laura Craigle.